Even though Fa'amatua Messick and her family lost nearly all their belongings in the Glenwood Manor apartment complex fire in the Mountain View neighborhood of Anchorage last week, Messick says she has a lot to be thankful for. She says they're sleeping on cots or on the floor. They have a place to bathe, and they're fed. The kids are going to school every day. She rummages through a Walmart plastic bag full of donated clothes she's carrying around the shelter, now her only real belongings.
They gave us some dresses, pants, shirts, also some socks for the kids that's from Walmart, and some sweatpants too, some ladies' clothes, you know.
Messick staying at the Red Cross shelter along with nine of her family members who are sharing a two-bedroom apartment. She moved to Anchorage in May from Hawaii with her three kids, 16, 11, and 8. Her husband joined them at the beginning of September. The family is originally from Samoa and moved to Alaska for opportunity. They were staying with Messick's sister, brother-in-law, and their three kids while her husband looked for work. Messick explains that she and her husband are trying to find a new place to live, but they're overwhelmed.
My schedule is to go, try to get a newspaper, look for a place or wherever, then we can go there and check it out. But the problem is I don't have that much money for first payment and a security deposit. That's another thing that's holding us back because we just moved here. We don't have that much money.
Other shelter residents are having an easier time getting back on their feet. Jay Phillips had lived at the Glenwood Manor complex for more than 20 years. Now he's waiting to move into a new apartment. Phillips went back to his apartment this week to see if he could salvage anything, but Cruz told him his apartment was so wrecked that he wasn't allowed back in.
I was allowed to stand about at least 4 feet away from the front door and take a look at the damage. Of course, it's pretty devastating.
As a single person, Phillips says he found the place pretty easily through NeighborWorks, a nonprofit that helps people find affordable housing. He located a two-bedroom apartment on Government Hill for about the same price as his old one.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm told it's pretty nice. They got carpet layers, putting carpet in, stuff like that. That's what they told me. Either late this afternoon or tomorrow morning. So hopefully pretty soon.
But for Messick, the wait to get into a new place is likely to be much longer. A Red Cross worker told Messick she could apply for aid of up to $500 to help her get into a new place. But with the average rent for a two-bedroom apartment around $1,200 plus a deposit, Messick is worried. Even if they find a place, she's not sure how they'll pay for it.
But I'm trying to think who to ask if they can help us for that, for the first month and the security deposit if we find a place. So I don't know where to go.
Red Cross officials say they plan to keep the shelter open through Friday, but just for sleeping and breakfast, in hope that those displaced by the fire will have new homes by week's end. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.